This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And my next guest is someone to whom I actually have not been married. But there's always tomorrow. Welcome. It's Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. And obviously the weather is being discussed in a lot of places right now because there is a ton of air traffic. If you look at the flight radar sites, there is a boatload of automobile traffic, a ton of air traffic. Not much happening with the Great Lakes Steamship passenger lines, though. Oh, I'm sorry. We only have one ship, I believe. But joining us now is Andy Parker, meteorologist of all. He is the king of meteorology. He has the orb and scepter in his hand, the crown on his head, seated on a throne with the stone of Scone underneath it. King Andrew, thank you so much for joining us. That's a hell of an introduction. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I'll be sitting on a throne of snow by the time we get to Monday here in Western New York.
Well, before we go into the blow-by-blow, I would like to remind people, one of the things that Andy loves to do is help you individually. So, obviously, we've got some general stuff with about which we must talk. However, if you have specific questions relative to your travels or your family's travels this Thanksgiving, Andy will have the answer for you. For example, you might say, well, I'm supposed to fly out of Buffalo at 4 o'clock on Saturday, and I'm supposed to get back to Orlando at 6:30 on Saturday. What are the chances of that actually happening in terms of weather? Obviously, Andy can't speak with respect to airline maintenance issues that may pop up, but the phone number to call if you have a question for Andy Parker is 803-0930-*930 and 1-800-616-WBEN. 803-0930-*930, 1-800-616-WBEN. All right, Andy, it was sunny earlier today, a little bit on the chilly side, about 10 o'clock in the morning. What is going to happen and when does it fall upon us?
Yeah, it's still a ways off. Everybody's talking about the lake effect snow. The lake effect machine won't kick on until we get to Friday. But between now and then, just as you mentioned, it was almost comfortable outside this morning. The winds relaxed. We had a little sun. Once the sun went away, the temperatures are right around 40, and where you can get the sense that that colder air is beginning to envelop or creep into Western New York. And what we have is a weather system. I won't call it a storm, but just a mild weather system that's going to slide to the south of us. And it will bring some rain and snow showers in overnight into the early morning hours, just in time for the turkey trotters on Thursday morning. And it'll likely be kind of wet snowflakes or a cold rain with 30s in Buffalo and the North Towns. And if you're on the hills, you'd be lucky enough to shovel off a little bit of holiday slush, a few inches, maybe 1 to 3 on some of the higher elevations of Southern Erie, Wyoming, Chautauqua, Cattaraugus, Allegheny counties. And that's what gets us into the day. It shouldn't be a big travel issue. I think the thruways will be wet, but not white. And most folks are going to get to where they want to go from point A to point B on Thursday.
Well, that indeed is good news, and also good news for those who, you know, Wednesday night is called Drinksgiving, and bars across Western New York typically do a land office business on this night. But, of course, we encourage you to drink responsibly and get home responsibly, naturally. So, wet but not white, the throughway for tomorrow, Thanksgiving itself. But as you well know, Andy, there are maniacs among us. Maniacs, I tell you, who sometimes wait in line way before a brick-and-mortar retail place opens up in order to stampede each other to death and get the best deal possible. When we start heading into the post-Thanksgiving digestion, what can we expect?
Looks like in the evening hours, it's really not a problem across Western New York. Most of the precip kind of ends, what I'm seeing, is around 1 or 2 in the afternoon. And then there might be some just light stuff, kind of cloudy skies. Not a big deal for us in the evening on Thursday. All the fun really gets going overnight into Friday morning. And it looks like that's going to target areas to the south more than the north towns.
And the south is a relative term. Can you be specific, sir?
Yeah, I left the door open here. We'll refine it and break this down as tight as you want. So as we look at it, it's going to develop over by Erie and Ashtabula. So if you have some travel early in the day on Friday, and I'm talking, you know, maybe pre-dawn or 7 to noon, you're going to bump into this stuff probably once you get to the New York, Pennsylvania line, and then it'll be touch and go through Erie. It's not impassable. It'll be under speed. You're not going to set any speed records getting to Cleveland, but you will find yourself running into the winter weather. As we go through the day, the wind shifts just slightly, and that'll start bringing that snow band into Chautauqua, Cattaraugus, Allegheny to a certain degree, although much lesser in Allegheny, and then southern Erie by the time we get to the evening hours of Friday. So that's where it spends its day down there, and it'll drop between 6 and 12 inches of snow anywhere from Dunkirk, Springville. You get obviously up to Gowanda, Perrysburg. They'll have the high end of those totals. The lake shores will have the lower end of those totals. But either way, if you're going to do some traveling, it's going to be the 90 that'll be a bit dicey for about a 10 or 15 mile wide stretch. And the 219 will become snow covered as well during the course of the day on Friday.
And have you any idea, you've mentioned Chautauqua, Cattaraugus, Allegheny, and southern Erie counties. You talked about running into some snow around the New York-Pennsylvania border. You said the 219 is going to be snowy. Have you any idea, and we're talking here about Friday into the afternoon, any idea as far as how many inches?
Yeah, in those areas during the course of the day on Friday, let's call it from the morning until the late evening hours, maybe the overnight, if you would, we'll go at 6 to 12 inches. So the hardest hit areas, the elevation. So once, maybe not the valley of Jamestown, but if you go, you know, up the hill and on Route 60, and you'll find yourself in Chautauqua County, those spots will be closer to the foot by the time we're done with Friday. But the lower elevations, still snowy, but they're not going to be at the high end of that range. And that kind of gets us through day one. Kind of the, I liken this to, you know, you start up that snowblower and you put the choke on, and then eventually you hear the engine start to run and the choke goes off, and then you go from turtle to jackrabbit. So that's kind of how the lake effect machine is going to get going. On Friday morning, it's running on choke, and by the time we get to mid-morning, the choke is off, and then we're going to take that from turtle up to rabbit during the course of the weekend.
There are so many things I could say, but I'll behave myself. And then Saturday, what happens on Saturday?
Well, this is when it gets interesting. All the folks out there listening that didn't hear their name called, places that are so nervous about lake effect would be, like, you know, that have PTSD for snow would be West Seneca, South Buffalo, Lancaster, West Seneca, Orchard Park, Hamburg, Angola. The list goes on and on, extending all the way out towards Batavia. You folks enter the snow zone, and it does look like that'll be overnight, and it could be as early as Saturday morning, and it will go through Sunday afternoon. So it looks like this will take a jog and reorient itself. Instead of kind of coming in west to east, it'll take a little bit more of a southwesterly fetch, which means it slides to the north. So it exits places like Jamestown and Ellicottville and slides a little further north into the south towns, the immediate lakeshore, and then that's inland. We'll keep it south of the thruway at this point, but it could come all the way up to Buffalo for a time on Saturday. And again, here it is Wednesday afternoon, and Saturday and Sunday, there it's still a stiff arm away down there towards the football game on Sunday, but everybody wants to know. But that's the target area that we're looking at for Saturday into Sunday. So it's On Friday, it's down in the southern tier, doesn't bother north towns or the city at all. And then it slides up. Saturday, Sunday is the snow zone, kind of shifts into the south towns. I'd put them more in the bullseye. The city would be on the northern perimeter. And then when I say city, it extends inland and along the thruway. So you run into Amherst, and I don't want to say it's just a south town thing. If it does kiss the city, Amherst gets a kiss as well. Tonawandas are probably on the outside looking in. Same thing for Wheatfield, Niagara Falls, and Lewiston. On Sunday, what we're going to find is that another kind of ripple in the atmosphere is going to approach us, but it's going to come from Canada. So this thing drops down and it really is just a ripple, a wave. And as it kind of propagates across southern Ontario, this is not an isolated one or two areas, but it'll sweep across everybody. And as it does, it'll bring a gust of wind and a burst of snow. And so the Lake Ontario band, which it really hasn't affected Western New York, it's really hitting Watertown and areas on the east end of Ontario. But what this wave will do is shove that band of snow off of Ontario and then move it, and it'll get disconnected from the lake. So it's just a burst of snow that comes from the north down through the city, and eventually it'll pick up the snow band that is churning off of Lake Erie and shove that down to the south. And then the wind direction will reorient more from the northwest, which takes all the snow and kind of changes the gun, shifts the gun back down over portions of the southern tier, and it'll take it away from the city and the south towns at that point.
You know, all Andy had to say was ripple, and suddenly XRP shoots to $1.50 and XLM goes to 50 cents a token. It's just bizarre. That was a cryptocurrency joke, by the way. Hope you guys appreciated that. Andy Parker, meteorologist, is with us on News Radio 930 WBEN. So communities like Youngstown, Lewiston, Olcott, Wilson, are they expecting much snow?
No. What they do is get a brief burst. Usually it lasts maybe 1 or 2 hours from the start to the finish on this. And I've lived through a number of these. I've been up at UB for one of the basketball games, and it comes through. It drops a few inches real quick, and then makes its way further to the south. It's really just I would call it a minor disruption of your Sunday. And the timing of that is still a little, the range, I wish I had a tighter window, but it's anywhere from around 1 to 6 p.m. for this burst. And then that's when it will slide across and reorient things further south. And that'll have an impact on the game, I believe.
Yes.
It's
yes.
A 4 o'clock start this week, right?
Tanner, you're going to the game, but you got to be back by
back in Buffalo. I'll probably leave my house around 4:30, so I'll be coming up this area around 6:30.
And the game starts at 8 something, right?
8:25.
An 8:25 game. Well, that
yes,
adds and a level of intrigue to it. So as this wave kind of comes through, it may end up clearing it by the time we get the game time. But it'll be a close call there at the stadium. I've talked with them a couple times in the last few days. Obviously, they're concerned about the run-up for kind of getting the snow out of the way. They're going to keep the tarp on the field pretty much throughout the day and the weekend and hope to keep that clear. But we're watching the snow probably piling up there, the snow zone for Orchard Park. I would open the window Saturday morning, and then by Sunday afternoon and evening, I think that we're starting to see improving conditions, but that's still a long time. And if you do the snow math, Tom, I don't know if you remember from last year when we were doing this, maybe the year before, but
how
what you do is you take
forget?
The snow math. You take the snow rate. Let's just make it easy. It's 2 inches per hour, which is a decent lake effect. Debilitating lake effect is 4 or 5 inches an hour. That was set in Lancaster, but I don't think we're headed that way. Let's call it 2. And if this thing sits there for 10 hours, then it doesn't move. Now you do the snow math and you get 20 inches of snow out of this. So the real question that we still have to answer is how wide is the snow band? Is it 5 miles, 10 miles? And how much time is it going to spend over each individual community? And that is the question I don't have answers to, because it's only Wednesday afternoon and we're looking down the road to Saturday. So that'll be the piece of the puzzle that if that becomes clearer, we'll put that information out. But right now I can tell you that it's Friday in the southern tier, Saturday into the south towns, possibly even up to the city at some point, and then get swept back down during the course of the day on Sunday.
And Herr Saunders has a question he's going to get to after the news at 4:30. But if you're listening to meteorologist Andy Parker, he is the best of the best of the best. Sir, if you're listening to him and you're saying, well, I've got a question about my travels over the Thanksgiving weekend, I would suggest that you call at about 4:35 to minimize the time you spend on hold at 803-0930. That's 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. Don't get me wrong. You're welcome to call now, but you're going to be on hold for about 10 minutes, so you can wait till about 4:35. Give us time to take your call. If you have questions about your travel from A to B, the time and the day you are going to be traveling, Andy Parker, he loves those kinds of questions. He was probably good at algebra. If a train leaves Chicago at 65 miles an hour and you know the rest of it. It's 27 minutes after 4 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Oh, yeah, Tanner. Damn. Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Welcome to the program. Andy Parker, the creme de la creme of meteorology, is with us and the Trocar College WBEN live line. And let's get back to Andy Parker. Your telephone calls, by the way, if you have a question about what the weather is going to be and where it is going to be when you are traveling from A to B, by golly, be sure to give us a call at News Radio 930 WBEN. And the game forecast, 8:25 start for the Buffalo Bills, is, I guess, a little bit murky. Maybe there will be some snow during the game. Maybe there won't be. Probably not, but they're going to have the tarp on the field. Let's go to Anne Marie in Cleveland on WBEN. Oops, sorry about that, Tanner, if you could bring Andy back into the mix. Anne Marie, you're on WBEN. Hello.
Hi. We will be returning, or we'd like to return to Buffalo from Cleveland on Sunday. We'd like to know if there's a window of opportunity to do that.
Sure. As you're driving out of Cleveland, you're not going to have a whole lot of problem until you get to maybe Erie, Pennsylvania. So smooth sailing for the first part, and then you're going to bump into that snow band as it extends along the shoreline. And eventually, probably somewhere around between Dunkirk and Silver Creek, you're going to bump into that thing on Sunday, and that's where it's going to live until we maybe get to the latter half of the day when it gets shoved further to the south. So there's no way to avoid it. So I can't give you a window where it says, hey, go this time and you'll shoot the gap between them. You're just going to have to end up dealing with it at some point in that window from maybe Dunkirk to Hamburg. That's unfortunately what you're going to have to drive through. But at this point, you know, we're not anticipating a closure of the thruway or a redirection. And to go out of your way, I guess the way to avoid it, you'd try to go maybe 86 to, you know, around Jamestown and then the long way up. You're going to add a lot of time, but that would be one way to kind of get around it if you wanted to.
Are our chances better on Monday?
On Monday? Yeah, I'm looking at that right now, as a matter of fact. You're still going to have a lake snow band in existence, unfortunately. It'll be a little bit more closer to Erie, Pennsylvania at that point. So, and I'd love to tell you that, hey, this will all end at some point, but it looks like we're going to have maybe a 5-day existence of this lake snow band in one form or another. So, yeah, once you're there, you're going to have to drive through it to get back.
Oh, how lovely.
All right. All right. Well, thank you.
But I'm going to tell you something, my dear, as you start heading through, even if you dodge the snow coming out of Cleveland, just remember, they're very big on radar speed enforcement around Euclid, Ohio. And that whole stretch of the 90, especially, yeah, I'm just saying, once things open up after that little congestion, it's heavily speed enforced. So just be advised. You might want to download the Waze app.
Not encouraging
you to speed, of course. I'm simply saying that, you know, to drive safely. Thank you, Anne-Marie. Tanner, you may dispatch with Anne-Marie so I don't hang up at Andy Parker at the same time. If you have questions about your travel, when you are going to leave, and what the weather is going to be like, For Andy Parker, meteorologist to the stars, it's 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Andy, that's something I think we need to discuss just a little bit more, that idea of a multi-day snowfall situation. Would you care to destroy the rest of my day with further information?
Yeah, when we look at this change or this pattern change, this is one that we saw coming for a while, that we knew it was going to be, this was the week that things were going to flip. So we had such a beautiful fall. I don't think anybody has any complaints about how we got through October and November. Plenty of time to get things done. The leaves are off the trees. This wasn't an early snow. As a matter of fact, Tom, this is the latest that the airport has ever waited for its first flake. Not first inch, not tenth of an inch, the first flake has not flown out at the airport, and that is a brand new record that continues to extend, although it will come to an abrupt end as we arrive into this weekend. But either way, this and out west, I'm sure everybody has been inundated, or at least it's in your feed. You've seen people hip high in snow out in the western portion of the U.S. while we bask in these beautiful, quiet, calm, sun-filled, mild days. All of that is changing like a teeter-totter. The west goes up, the east goes down, and now this train of cold air, as if someone left the patio door open up in Canada, and it's just pouring across the Great Lakes. And nobody's closing that door, not in 5 days, not in maybe 10 days. This is going to be a first half of December that is going to be much below normal. And I'll look at this now even further down the road.
Oh, are you some kind of a sadist or what?
The coldest December we've had in a decade. You got to go back to 2017, the last time we had a December that averaged 32 degrees or below. And I think we've got a shot at it this time, because the first half of this month just looks so much colder than normal.
Oh, isn't that just lovely? I'm not a big winter fan, as you probably know if you listen to the show. How about the skiers? What do you see ahead for the ski resorts? A vital part of the local economy and Western New Yorkers' recreational needs.
Yeah, they love to be skiing by Christmas, right? And the last few years, that's been a price that, the snow comes and then it disappears. And so everybody gets excited, but then it melts off. Well, this time around, they're going to be in the snow zone on Friday. So someone asked what the snow amount of Ellicottville would be. I said, well, are you asking for man-made or just natural or the combination of both? They're going to turn on those guns as soon as that temperature gets around the low 30s, and they'll be making snow. I just looked at Holiday Valley, and it is green grass all the way down Cindy, and a lot of the runs, there's nothing. They're playing golf down there. But by the time we get to, I would say, Saturday morning, that'll be covered in snow. And whatever falls, whatever hits is going to stick, and it's going to stick around. So it's not going to melt off. I think there could be some skiing. I don't know how fast they turn it around, but it wouldn't surprise me if the week following Thanksgiving, they could even be having people run down the slopes. If they could have 3-4 days of Mother Nature helping and they're making their own. And then that's also good news for snowmobilers. This is going to be, I think, the year that you're going to get your sled out and get some runs in. Everybody has been, they race to get out there on the snow, because then it disappears and you're back to the mud trail. I think the first half of December is going to be fantastic for snowmobilers on some of the trails where we get this lake effect snow. And have you ever seen anyone put up those ice rinks that their kids are going to go and play some hockey on? Well,
of course,
those have been very tough. It's a lot of work to put up. My neighbor has one up. He looked at me, said, is this the year? I said, yes, you are going to get your use out of it. And once it freezes, maybe by Sunday, if you want to start pouring water on Thanksgiving, there's a very good shot that you'll have this thing frozen before the end of the weekend, and you'll get a lot of use out of that in the first half of December.
Okay, awesome, awesome. let's go to Greg in North Tonawanda. Greg, you are on WBEN with meteorologist Andy Parker. You have a question, sir.
Yes, we wanted to go to Dubois, Pennsylvania on Saturday, all the way down to 219. Is that a good idea?
On Saturday? Well, it depends. I hope you have snow tires on your car, and if you're not afraid of a few flakes, you'll be able to make that trip. Once you get through, I would say, the immediate south towns, past the Armor Duels exit, maybe even to Genesee Road. I think that's when things will brighten up for you. And the first part of the trip, you'll be two hands on the wheel under speed. And after that, I think you'll be doing okay. The rest of that trip, it'll just be whatever they're scraping off the roads from the night before.
May I ask a question, sir?
Sure.
What is in Dubois? Family?
Yeah, family. We had my father-in-law passed away, and we got to go to the properties down there.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm very, very sorry to hear that. What kind of guy was he?
Army?
What? I'm sorry to hear that. What kind of a guy was he? How would you describe him?
Oh, he was a very generous man, very humble. So,
well, long as you're down that far, you might as well stop and say hi to Punxsutawney Phil.
Yeah, I don't have too much faith in him.
I have more faith in Andy Parker, and he's not a rodent, which also makes it exciting. Greg, thank you for the call. Safe travels to Dubois, Pennsylvania, and sympathies and condolences to your family.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Greg. Let's go to Donna in Orchard Park on News Radio 930 WBEN. Donna, have you a question for meteorologist Andy Parker?
Yes, I do. My daughter lives in the Binghamton area, and she was planning on coming up for dinner on Saturday, and she was wondering, is it better to leave Friday and come up or Saturday? She usually comes up Route 86 to 390 and then picks up Route 20A in Mount Morris and takes 20A all the way through to Orchard Park. Which would be better, or is it advisable at all to even try to make that trip? And then which day would be better to go home on?
See, we have a concerned mom here, Andy, a concerned mom. I can hear it in her voice.
Very concerned.
And she's not alone. There's a lot of the college kids, their parents are going to pick them up, or they're trying to get them back looking for the same window that you're talking about. And coming from Binghamton, I think you're going to be okay on 86 on Friday. And then once you hit 390, that lake effect band probably is not pummeling the 390. So that's going to be a well-plowed, well-salted route, and I think that up to 20, that's going to be a pretty good route for you, because on Friday, most of this action stays to the south. So if she does it during the first part of the day on Friday, or even before the sun sets, let's say, I think she's going to have a pretty smooth ride back. Ride here, going back is a different story. It would depend on when she'd want to leave, and you'll just have to keep an eye on that snow band over the course of the weekend. And it does look like exiting, again, the 390 is not really a main target for the snow band, so it would just be exiting, did you say Orchard Park, was it, or what was your destination here?
She would pick up Route 20A in Mount Morris and then take that straight through. Now, I'm concerned about her coming through Wyoming County.
Yeah, that shouldn't be an issue during the course of Friday, especially if it's in the first part of the day. The longer you wait on Friday, if she was coming in, 7, 8 o'clock at night, I'd say she's going to encounter some stuff, as that lake snow band might be edging a little bit north. But earlier in the day on Friday, if she makes that trip during the daylight, it's still cranking up, and it's still to the south. It hasn't made that jog, so I think that's her window.
Okay, that's wonderful to get here. And then you said to go back, she'll just have to wait and see what it's like.
Exactly. But I think if she takes that route home, the other option for her would be to bounce up to the thruway and kind of stay out of the mix even further. I think you've got a couple of options. But, again, you're talking about Sunday. You're still a pretty good distance away. Wait till that comes into focus a little bit more before making that decision.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much, Andy.
Thank you very much, Donna. Appreciate the phone call on News Radio 930 WBEN. We'll have traffic, Speak of the Devil, coming up with Trevor Howard momentarily on News Radio 930 WBEN. Your calls regarding the weather and your travel plans for Andy Parker. Don't have a lot of time, so I'd call quickly. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's go to Pat in South Buffalo on WBEN. Pat, what do you want to know from Andy Parker?
Andy Parker, I love him. I'd like to find out that if it gets really cold, if there's a lesser chance of snow, but I'm not understanding if that's the case or not. Are we going to have snow all month?
The colder it becomes, does that reduce the chance of snow?
No, it actually enhances it this time of year. The Lake Erie temperature is 49 degrees. And when you want to turn on the lake effect machine, you need a 17-degree difference between that 49 water temperature and the air above it. And when I say air above it, it's about a mile up. So it's very easy to get that. And the bigger the temperature difference, the stronger the lake effect machine can be. Now, later in the year, you could say, well, okay, the lake is capped, it's ice covered, and now the temperature is 5 degrees outside. Is there an opportunity for snow at that point? No. So at that point, you can have the cold and not have to worry about the trigger of the lake effect, because the lake is essentially capped at that point. But right now, you love to keep that temperature, very close to 35, 37, and that really doesn't kick on the lake effect machine. But the cold that we have coming in is going to be more than 17 degrees, I can tell you that. And that's why we have a multi-day lake effect event that fires up on Friday over the southern tier into the south towns on Saturday, possibly up to the city, and then gets kicked back down to the southern tier on Sunday.
Thank you very much, Pat. Appreciate the question. Of course, it's 39 degrees right now at News Radio 930 WBEN. So, Andy, the steelhead and other fish buddies are warmer than we are.
That is true. The water temperature will be warmer than the air this weekend. I don't know that that's going to encourage anybody to go take a dip, but it's one of the things that happens in the fall.
Let's go to David in Clarence on WBEN. David, you are on with meteorologist Andy Parker.
Thank you. Excellent. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys, number one. I have family leaving out of Buffalo Airport 5 a.m. Saturday. Is that going to be okay? And I have family driving up from South Carolina. They're going to be here next week, but they're coming this weekend. When is the best time, do you think, that they should be coming up this way from the Carolinas? And how far do you think the storm will be, like when you get to 90 and 77 and things like that?
Yeah, so coming up out of the Carolinas, the good news is you'll get them in here. I think if they come in, they're not going to have a problem getting up to the border of New York State, and then it's that last chunk of that trip is going to be a little tricky, especially if they come in later in the day on Friday. Unless they're going to take maybe an inland route, it depends. There's a couple ways to get down to the Carolinas. Anywhere that you – whatever way you want to take that avoids – going along the 90 along the lakeshore. So they've got a few options to take. And I think whatever inland route they want at that point would do them well. As far as the airport travel, and there's a lot of folks asking this question, you are not alone, people coming in, going out, and it does look like that lake snow band is going to be close to the airport at some point during the day on Saturday. And it's still a few days off, so I can't pinpoint exactly what time or what intensity it's going to have. But it's worth – did you say someone's coming in or going out?
Going out at 5 a.m., leaving Buffalo.
5 a.m. on Saturday. So what you want to do is start looking ahead now so that when and if this happens, you're going to be able to jump on your change. If you wait until the moment that they cancel it or do something else and you're trying to figure it out at that point, it's too late. You're going to be beat by everybody else. So at this point, it's worth it to look at plan B. I'm inclined to say you're not going to be canceled and stranded. If anything, it's going to be maybe a delay. But it would be, I would be looking at plan B to say, hey, what's my next option so that if it happens, you're making that call. You're getting the first available seat, and you're not boxed out.
Okay. How do you feel about them coming up from Carolina, like on late Saturday and Sunday instead?
I think if late Saturday is fine. Again, going all the way up here until they get that last bit. I forgot what your location was. If you're on Saturday, if you're in the southern tier, they'll have a pretty Clarence. Oh, so you got to get to the north town. So they're going to have to drive through it at some point. The inland route, they'll get here. I don't think it's a matter of they shouldn't come. I just think stay away from the lakeshore route, stay off the 90 and take the inland route, and they'll be able to get up there.
David, thank you very much. Good luck to you and your family, and have a very, very nice Thanksgiving. Tanner Saunders has a question for Andy Parker. Tanner, what do you need to know, sir?
Yep. So I take a pretty similar route that was mentioned earlier. From Corning, take 86 and the 390 up to Geneseo, Mount Morris, then hop on the 20A, and that spits me out around East Aurora, and then the commute to Amherst is pretty easy from there. But I was planning on coming back up Sunday because I had Bills tickets thrusted upon me. Of course, I always get sporting tickets in the middle of a weather event, but my commute on Sunday, say I'm coming up, I'm on the road from around 4:30 to 6:30 on that route. How is my commute? And maybe it's too early to tell at this point, but coming up from Corning and then trying to get to the stadium in Orchard Park, and then hopefully by the time the game's over, everything will have blown over. But how calamitous is my commute looking on that Sunday afternoon coming up from Corning down south?
Yeah, it has the potential to add to the memories that you're going to make going to the game that day. As well, kind of watching this come through, you're not going to have the lake effect hitting you down there during the course of Sunday. So most of the trip will be uneventful. And looking at the time frame that you're coming in, I do think that you're going to find that that burst of snow from that ripple or wave that'll be coming through, you have the potential to bump into that. But it could be a good time because the lake effect will be slightly more disorganized on the inland route during that time. So the 390, I don't think, has a huge impact. You might be able to thread the needle on 20A in between the lake effect kind of getting shoved to the south and then that quick burst of snow. Worst case scenario, you're driving through that snow burst on 20A, but it's the shortest part of that trip. It's really not that far. So I think I wouldn't cancel any plans, but you definitely want to look at a rate. If you have a radar app, take a look at that, and then you can kind of make a decision on the day of based on that. But I do think if I was going to make that trip, it would just be that last stretch down 20A that I would have a little bit of concern about.
Andy, you feel like sticking around a few minutes into the 5 o'clock hour to take some more calls?
Yeah, we could do that. If there's some folks on hold willing to talk, I'll talk to them.
Yeah. Hold on, Andy, and then we want to make sure that people know how to get in touch with you and your internet fame. 459 News Radio 930 WBEN. All right, welcome, loves. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN, 11 minutes after 5 o'clock, and here is the deal. Meteorologist Andy Parker is with us right now. And if you have a question about your travel between now and, say, Sunday, and you want to find out what the chances are that you're going to run into some inclement weather at the airport or on the roads of Western New York, this is your final opportunity to call, because as much as I'd like to, I just can't hold Andy Parker on the phone forever. So if you have a question about you or a loved one's travel, route, time, destination, et cetera, call now or forever hold your peace. The phone number is 803-0930. That's 803-0930. In the 716, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And if nobody has any additional questions, we shall send Andy to a cold and watery place. But let's get Andy Parker up online, because if I do it, people, when they do call in, are going to get going to hang up on Andy, so that would be highly unfortunate. Again, if you have questions about your destination, time, travel, in light of the weather, now is the time to call Andy Parker live on the radio on News Radio 930 WBEN at 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Andy, you're a star, man. You're a star. But before we go back to the calls, I would like you to tell, this is the chance for you to plug yourself and monetize your digital platform. I mean, what I meant to say was give people information about what they can do to contact you and the kinds of wonderful services and delicious in 26 flavors you provide.
Yeah, you know what? We still have a lot of questions when it comes to the weekend, and I know folks want to know how much snow am I going to push out of my driveway? Are my relatives who are coming on Thursday, are they getting out of my house on Saturday, or are they stuck here till Monday? Those kind of questions, happy to answer them. As things become clear, we push all of that out here on WBEN, but also on my digital channels. All you've got to do is type in Andy Parker TV. on any social media that you're looking at, whether you prefer X, Facebook, YouTube, you'll find it there. And, of course, we'll give you the latest. But if that's too hard to do or you don't like social media, you stay off of it, everybody text Tom. So just send me a text. It's 503-ANDY, 503-2639. All you have to do is text the word weather, and you'll get a forecast right back, and usually contains a link to more detailed information. But if you do want to ask the question about your driveway, or is Aunt Ethel going to be stuck on my couch until Monday, feel free to ask those as well, and we get back to you. Again, it's 503-ANDY, 503-2639 in the 716.
Just trying to help you digitize the monetize the digital platform there, Andy. Who's your buddy?
Appreciate
Who's your pal? Hey, absolutely. That's actually a Tim Wenger expression that has never left me. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. A lot of people want to talk to Andy, and I'll try to get to as many as I possibly can, a full board of calls. Mark on Grand Island, you are on. Oh, that's unfortunate. We just hung up on Andy Parker. And for once, that's not even... that must have been, well, I don't know whom might have caused that little disruption, but we'll get Andy back on the phone momentarily. Don't you worry, because he is the best of the best of the best, sir, like Will Smith and Men in Black, and he didn't even scrape a chair along the floor. So we'll get Andy Parker back with us on News Radio 930 WBEN. By the way, if things do hit the fan weather-wise over the weekend, I have, I think, quite graciously volunteered to step in here on News Radio 930 WBEN at a moment's notice. In other words, upon the text of Lisa Polizzi, if needed, we'll have your full and complete weather coverage on News. We'll have it anyway, but if we do something wall to wall, I'll be here, and I'm sure everybody else at the radio station feels the same way. So, Tanner, if you'd be so kind as to put Mr. Parker back on, and then let's bring aboard Mark on Grand Island. You are on WBEN. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Sir, go right ahead.
So we're going to the Sabres game on Friday and then driving to Rochester for the Rochester Americans game. There and back to Rochester. Are we going to see weather on the highway to Rochester and back?
When is the Rochester game?
7:00 p.m.
And what day? I don't follow the Amerks. What day?
On Friday afternoon at 3:00, the Sabres are playing. Then we're leaving downtown after that game around 5:30 to go to the 7:00 Amerks game in Rochester, New York.
The picture becomes clearer. The picture becomes clear, and then back to Buffalo after the Amherst game on Friday. You clearly need more hockey. Clearly need more hockey in your life. Andy, what do you see in his weather
future? Never good enough.
I see a lot of hockey, and what a great double play on Friday. No weather problems for you. You're going the right direction. You're driving away from everything. Rochester's in the clear. Buffalo is in the clear. Congratulations. Make it a fun afternoon.
I'm sure it will be.
Have yourself a nice Thanksgiving as well. Thank you, Mark. Let's go to Kent on a cell phone on WBEN. You are on with Andy Parker, meteorologist, the best there is. Hello.
Hello. So we're heading into Buffalo for the holiday and heading back to Chicago on Saturday. And we're debating whether we go through Canada or the Cleveland route. On so Saturday when we head back to Chicago.
Gotcha. Traveling on Saturday, leaving out of Buffalo. So what you're looking at is the worst part of that trip would be the 90 at some point. It's going to be about a 10 or 15-mile wide section on Saturday, and it will be somewhere between maybe Buffalo and Dunkirk. That's the window of road that you're going to have to worry about. Once you get from there, I think you're in really good shape the rest of the 90 past Cleveland. As a matter of fact, I'm going to take a look all the way out into the Midwest for you at no extra charge to see what that Great Lake is going to do. And off of Michigan, it does look like if there's going to be anything on Saturday, it's going to be a little north of the 90. So it'll be coming off of the east side of Lake Michigan, maybe extending down to Toledo, but I think you're going to be far enough away from the origination point that it's not going to be a problem or anything that would cause you an issue. Now, if you did want to take the Canada route, you could end up avoiding the action here in western New York, and then just kind of you may end up clipping a little bit of the Michigan activity near Toledo, but you'll be further away. So I think that it's a pretty good plan. I like that idea as long as the bridge traffic doesn't scare you away.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Thank you.
Very well. Happy Thanksgiving, Ken. Yep, you too, my friend. Thank you. Let's go to Lisa calling in from Newfane, New York, with meteorologist Andy Parker on News Radio 930 WBEN. Lisa.
Hello, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. Friday, we'll be driving to Michigan to move my son back on Saturday to Rochester. What do you think the weather will be like? We're not going through Canada because we're going to have a U-Haul.
Gotcha. You're going Michigan to Buffalo on Saturday?
Michigan to Rochester on Saturday.
Michigan to Rochester on Saturday. Gotcha. That's going to be one that you're going to slide across the underside of Lake Erie on Saturday, and then I think you're good. Looking at the – you're good all the way around Toledo. Cleveland's good. Ashtabula, Erie on Saturday looks pretty good as well. It's going to be that last bit. Now, going to Rochester, you may want to slide along 86 and then take that through past Jamestown until you can work your way up maybe to the 390. That might kind of box out the lake effect because it's going to be more northerly on that day. So you might get lucky and be able to exit on the 86 and miss the whole thing.
Okay, that's great. Now, how will it be going to Michigan on Friday?
Going to Michigan on Friday, again, the same type of thing where you're going to be driving from Rochester along the U.S. side of Lake Erie?
Actually, no, we're going from Newfane to Michigan.
And you're going to go on the U.S. side, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Gotcha. Okay. If you're leaving early in the morning on Friday, you'll encounter some of that lake effect depending on how early you go. If you get up before the sun, I think that may be the best situation, and the roads right along the lake shore at that time would still be more wet than white. The thruways at a low elevation, they'll pre-salt that thing. And then the later you wait, the better chance you're going to have of having reduced visibilities and maybe some slicker roads. So an earlier departure, the better on your Friday. Good luck.
I appreciate all you do for us. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving, gentlemen.
Thank you, Lisa. Appreciate that. John in Tonawanda, you are on WBEN. Go right ahead with your question for Andy Parker.
Hey, guys. Good evening. So me and my fiance had planned a trip 2 months ago to head down to Allegheny State Park for the weekend. We're leaving Friday evening from Tonawanda down to Allegheny, and we're not coming back until Sunday, so we had our eye on the weather, not sure if we're going to get blasted on the way down or if we're going to get 3 or 7 feet of snow while we're down in Allegheny. So how is that going to look for us?
Friday down to Allegheny, coming back on Sunday, is that what I got?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, going down on Friday again, that'll be the time that you'll end up bumping into the snow. The later you wait, the better organized it's going to be. So I don't know what time on Friday, but expect to bump into that once you hit Springville. And that'll be kind of the line of delineation. And then you're going all the way down to Allegheny. So fortunately, you're going to be further inland. And that's a good thing because the further in you go, the weaker the lake effect gets. But I think all the way to Allegheny County is going to get a taste of this snow. And that's where it's going to be during the course of the day on Friday. It begins to reorient and then kind of takes Allegheny County out of the mix. So places like Wellsville, Friendship, those in Houghton, a little bit further out there, you're in the clear on Saturday. I think as this reorients a little bit further to the north, that pivot is going to take the Pennsylvania line out of the mix Saturday, and then really for most of Sunday. It won't be until later Sunday that burst of snow, the changing of the winds will give a burst, but even that won't be until later in the day. I think coming back on Sunday, depending upon your departure time, you'll bump into some of that snow further to the north in Erie County, and then if you wait until later, that snow burst could catch you. But overall, I don't think you're looking at feet of snow in Allegheny. I think you'll find snow-covered roads, and depending on your elevation, you might have some stuff left over from the Thanksgiving snow we get tonight, but you won't be measuring it in feet in Allegheny County.
Into the wild frontier. Thank you, John. Let's take one more call for Andy Parker. This one is Rachel in Kenmore on WBEN. Hello, Rachel.
Hello. I want to know, am I better off going from Buffalo to Cleveland on Sunday or on Monday?
All right, Buffalo to Cleveland. I think Sunday would be a tough call. I think Monday you're better off. You're probably still going to end up driving through something, but it may be a little bit more disorganized, and I'm looking at it now. I think you're going to end up with it down by Southern Ship, right by the Pennsylvania line, Ripley Westfield, where the toll booths used to be. Okay. Instead of paying the toll, you're just going to have to do a little white-knuckle driving for about 10 or 15 miles till you get over to Erie. And then once you round the corner, then you're good. But I would expect that this will still be churning even there on Monday. But it'll be that segment right by the – right when you make the bend to the right is where you'll catch it.
The bend to the right.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Obviously, Andy's a veteran driver as well as a veteran meteorologist. Andy Parker, again, I thank you very much. And one more time, babe, give us the information on how people can be in nonstop contact with Andy Parker's second-to-none, best-in-the-world weather.
You got it. All you've got to do is go on social media. We'll be broadcasting live. I know we're doing a few more hits with WBEN, so this is a great resource. But if it's the middle of the night and you want to find out, just go ahead to social media, look it up. We have some of the most detailed snow maps you'll find for Western New York. And then if that's not enough for you, you want to make sure you can reach out and ask a meteorologist. Put us on speed dial. 503-ANDY, 503-2639 is the number to put into your phone. And then you just send a text. Text the word weather and we'll come right back at you or ask a question.
Well, Andy, thank you so much. And I do know one thing for an absolute fact. This weekend, as the weather worsens and next week as things get cold, we're going to be a giant thorn in your buttocks.
I wouldn't have it any other way, I guess.
Oh.
I don't know how to answer that question.
that was a statement, actually.
Yeah, there you go. I'm just glad you didn't ask me the score of the game. I think it could be a very interesting Bills game on Sunday. Everybody made a big deal out of the Cleveland game. We'll see if they go gaga for the Bills-San Francisco game on Sunday.
All right, man. Thank you very much, Andy Parker. Always a pleasure. Andy, by the way, just an amazing guy, phenomenal meteorologist, and if you remember the blizzard of 22, the Christmas blizzard, he was a machine. I mean, the dude was an absolute machine. He's like Puckett putting content up on WBEN.com. I don't know how Puckett finds the time to put everything he puts up on WBEN.com and audio and interviews and still do newscasts. He crams more work into fewer hours than anybody I've ever seen. It is coming up on 27 minutes after 5 at News Radio 930 WBEN. And, you know, I hope Tom... ask Tom if he wants to talk about the turkey trot after his newscast at 5:30, if he's got the time, because he's got to prepare for Buffalo's evening news from 6 until 7, and I don't want to cut into that. It's Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Coming up, it's going to be nothing but sheer fluff. It will be fluff talk radio. It's going to be like a My Pillow for your head. Wait, that could be copyrighted. To the people at My Pillow, the preceding statement was intended as a compliment from one of your customers, not as an infringement upon your copyright, trademark, or service mark. Bowerly News Radio 930 WBEN.